you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
It's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wine's for you to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Edition, another show, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us. We're Mike and Stu.
Mike is getting his voice back little by little. Man, it's foggy out there.
It's like chowder.
Chowder.
It's like chowder out there.
I always thought they said pea soup.
So that's white. Pea soup is green. That's why I've never understood that. I've never seen a fog that was like pea soup because pea soup is green. That's like chowder.
Chowder. Chowder. Well, welcome to a Chowder Sip and Chew show. Stu, how you doing this morning?
Doing all right. How about you?
All right. You having some little technical difficulties?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the Facebook Live up. It'll be here in just a second. My computer decided, hey, you need to register some software. We're not going to let you do anything until you do.
Ruh-roh.
So I just started it over.
So anyway.
And there it is trying to tell me to do it again.
You know, Leanna's changed a little bit, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's taller.
Good morning, guys.
Well, some facial hair. Hey, Dalton, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. It's been a long time since I've been in for Sip and Chew, so I'm excited.
It's been a long, long time. So what are you doing here today?
Well, Leanna had a...
We know why you're here. Our audience may not know why you're
Leanna
here.
Had
Mike
a,
is asking Dalton because he doesn't know why he's here.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself, Mike. Leanna had a very nice birthday on Friday, so we thought we'd give her the weekend off, and I thought I'd come hang out with you guys.
That's awesome. I want the weekend off when it's my birthday.
You just had 6 weeks, Mike. You just had 6 weeks off. Playing, having people bringing you food, you just sitting there enjoying yourself at a resort.
What, Becky's house?
No, before that, at Spring Hill, man. There were times.
Oh yeah,
people would just bring food and just place it in your mouth if that's what you wanted.
I know, but
such a good time you had.
They were great there. I need to go in there and do a show. Oh, you too, because you've experienced that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
A long time you were there.
The smartest thing that I did in almost dying by falling through a floor and landing on a tomato can was at the urgent care when they said, you need to go to an ER, which one do you want to go to? And since we were one exit from Spring Hill, I said, Spring Hill.
Yeah.
It's the closest. Why are you asking me if I need to go to an ER? Go to the closest one.
Yeah. Well, you know, the ambulance asked me, they go, this is weird. They got me in the ambulance, and they said, what hospital do you want to go to? And I said, Providence, because that's where all my doctors are.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, they're not taking any patients. The only ones taking patients is Spring Hill. And I'm thinking, well, why did you ask me where I wanted to go? You just wanted to know where I wanted to go?
And federal law, they have to offer you the option.
Yeah. But,
and then tell you what your options are.
But no, they weren't taking any more COVID patients. Spring Hill was the only one taking COVID patients that night. And so they got me there, and they did a great job.
Yeah, well, I think it was less that they were the only ones taking COVID patients as it was. They went, Bailey? No, we're full.
They're all doing rock, scissors, paper. So, hey, I'm glad I went, though. The food was fantastic.
And the nurses. It is the best eating hospital in the area, for sure.
We need to do a show going to all of the hospitals and see.
I've got half of them knocked out. So. One's a yay, one's a nay.
See if there's compares. No, when I was a kid, I worked for Spring Hill in the catering area, and we did a lot of parties in Mobile. A friend of mine's mom, when her mom passed away, and they got all their food catered through Spring Hill, and they said the food.
Whoa. That's a microphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
They said the food was phenomenal at the catered event. And I mean, that's great to hear that outside of the hospital as well. And you know, you get fed good. I know I did. Even the grilled cheese sandwich was delicious. Because I would dip it in, I'd get soup and grilled cheese sandwich, and I'd just dip.
I tried that, because I kept seeing the commercials, and I was like, I'm going to finally try for the first time in my life grilled cheese with tomato soup. It was wretched. I don't know why people do that. It was like dunking a grilled cheese into hot ketchup.
I did chicken noodle soup.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that makes more sense. Now, I understand that it was just like Campbell's tomato soup, and I should try it with the real tomato soup. It was that, you know, that consomme, which is what they serve. And they didn't have to because, you know, you're in a hospital. You're not there for culinary fascination. Mm-hmm. You're there to survive. But
that's just a bonus.
That was the first time I'd ever really done the grilled cheese and tomato soup. And I'm like, I don't know why anyone has ever taken a second bite of this. This is terrible.
Yeah.
But it was because it wasn't high-quality tomato soup.
No.
Yeah, but that is the tradition. It's not grilled cheese with any soup. It's grilled cheese with tomato soup. That's the only tradition.
Let me give a shout-out to my friends over at Foley.
Foley.
Gelato Joe's. Gelato Joe's in Foley. Chicken and rice soup. Killer. And the way they toast, I don't know what it is about their bread. Mm-hmm. Was they're all Italian there.
Yeah.
And the bread, their shirts say.
Culturally speaking, pretty good with bread.
Yeah, I would think so. But they all wear shirts that say, and even across the back of the building, it's painted that says, legalized marinara. That's fun. And they got a lot of gelato. They got cannolis, you know, anything. If you want to get whacked, you could probably get whacked there, you know. it's so Italian. But no, the soups there are phenomenal. They make them fresh. There and but just the bread to dip, you know how to dip in the bread in the soup.
You got to dip the bread in the soup. You got a Southern man. It's got a sop.
I sop.
Yeah, and I slurp. Southern man's got a sop.
I sop and
I'll say it a few more times on air because I'm trademarking a book title that is in the works. So Southern man's got a sop. I've hashtagged it on Twitter, so I've got the poor man's copyright.
Dalton and I are witnesses here.
Yeah.
Witnesses for a nominal fee and a phenomenal fee too.
A phenomenal fee.
I wish I could get my voice back.
Yeah, I think everybody else likes it just the way it is. Dalton, it was so funny when he first started getting his voice back. And he couldn't do the show that Sunday. He goes, I got a voice.
Of course.
And he's like, I don't know what happened. Yesterday it was fine. I talked and talked and talked and talked. Because you talked and talked and talked and talked. And you don't really get that until it happens. And now that you've been through it, these are muscles in your throat, just like the muscles in your legs. And you were in a bed for a couple of days and had to learn how to walk again and get physical. It's fast shocking how fast atrophy works. I mean, it's seriously just this week, I got a stomach bug, so I just kind of stayed home for a couple of days. Shocked when I got up feeling good yesterday how much strength I'd lost.
Yeah.
Just from a few days, and wasn't just bedridden. You know, I would get up and cook something and take the dogs out and like that, but I'd stay close to a bathroom. It was one of those kind of weeks.
Yeah.
And just astonished at how much strength I've lost in the last few days.
Yeah,
because of atrophy, you know, use it or lose it.
Yeah, I lost it because it's 19 days, man. That was, although they were, you know, helped walking me in toward the end, but I couldn't walk nowhere. Where was I going to walk?
and that feeling you get the first time you get up when you're so weak and you're shocked at how heavy your body is and everything. I went through that three different times.
Mm-hmm.
The last surgery, the one that worked, they came in. The day after the surgery, I just recovered. The third day, you know, 2 days after the surgery, they came in and said, Dr. Mason wants to start some physical therapy. And I went, and all the other times, it had been a week before anything like that. And I said, I just had surgery 2 days ago. Does this sound right? You know, well, he wants us to give it a try. The surgery worked. I popped right up, stood up, walked around the nurse's station, came back into the room. They said, all right, you just graduated physical therapy. It was that difference. That I just popped right up and walked around, and that's how we knew we got it right. We got things fixed too.
Okay, go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, so that was a wonderful feeling, not being weak the first time.
Just throwing darts at ideas on the wall.
Well,
spinning a wheel.
Dude, that's how all of this is. People think you go to the doctor, they give you a diagnosis, and they fix it. But you worked on cars, right?
Yeah.
there are a number of different things that make a car sputter when you're driving. It could be carburetor, you know, or fuel injection. It could be any number of things.
Yeah.
You start with the cheapest or easiest, and you work your way till something fixes. Well, that's no different with the human body. And that's why people have to be patient with medical experts.
But why do they go to school all those years?
Why do mechanics go to school every single year to keep up with the new updates, but they still do the same? Because that's the only way you can do it. You can't just jump and go, oh, well, this guy's got a fever. Clearly, he's got Ebola. 343-0106. You want to get
What's
in
that
on
number
the conversation.
For?
That is the number if you want to textify.
All right.
Or
Let's
call.
See who does. Somebody just did.
Well, you got the mouse, man. You got all the mouses.
That don't mean anything.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
We are back. This is Stu. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Mike is here. Dalton's on the board. Phil's back there doing whatever weird stuff he does. I think he has a troll collection.
And he does it well.
Not the little dolls. Actual trolls. It's another segment of Best of the Verst.
This?
Yes. For those who don't know, W-U-R-S-T, Wurst, is the German word for sausage. And we've been trying blind tasting three different sausages every week. This week we have moved into one that is very common on the Gulf Coast. This is andouille sausage.
Andouille.
Yeah, we're trying three different andouilles. We're going to do this a couple of weeks. For those who often say, and Mike, you've probably heard this, what exactly is andouille sausage? Well, the number one answer you'll find if you Google it, because they all used whatever came up first, says a spicy pork sausage from Louisiana, which is not true. This is from whatscookingamerica.net. It gives the very lengthy one. Y'all can go ahead and start on number one. I'm just filling airtime for you. Traditionally, there's two definitions. One, traditionally, the andouilles from France were made from the large intestines and stomach of the pig, seasoned heavily and smoked. Definition number two, andouille is also the Cajun smoked sausage so famously nationally famous today. It is made with pork butt, shank, and a small amount of pork fat. This sausage is seasoned with salt, cracked black pepper, and garlic. The andouille is then slowly smoked over pecan wood and sugar cane. True andouille is stuffed into the middle casing from beef, which means it's a bigger diameter. It should be about an inch and a half in diameter, true andouille, if it's done that way. Usually it's to the point of being almost black. So those of you who
always
got to
be from all the sugar in it.
The sugar cane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the darkening, the smoke. What'd y'all think of the first one?
Very
spice.
Good.
Yeah. Spice.
Sweet. Got a little spice to
Some
it.
Some sweetness to it, too.
Yeah. Okay, Mike's going to get you into the second one. Now, this one, visually, it is obvious to tell this is not traditional andouille, because it is not nearly as big in diameter as that last one was.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all both had COVID, man. You can go ahead and lick it, lick on each other's sausage
okay,
there.
Here.
Uh-oh.
Well,
that'd be mine. Lost one on the amazingly clean studio desk in here.
Yeah, well, that's true. Here you go, Mike. You can put that on your Germex on your tongue if you need to. Okay, so there's your second one. Two of these are southern. One of these is a northern attempt.
Oh, no, not northern.
Yeah, got to throw it. We got to cleanse the palate.
You said the word attempt.
Attempt, yeah. And this one is a little texture-wise. What would you say, Mike?
Tastes like a hot dog weenie to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that similar. That yeah. one seemed a lot juicier.
Yeah.
A lot more pop in the bite there. Yeah. Really good. Not as spicy as the first, but I'm a fan of both so far.
It snapped.
And then we have one more.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the third one, Mike, that we do every week. Come on, read the show notes, buddy.
So best of the Verst. Is that of the worst?
That's best of the worst. And we're trying to figure these out. Only one of these is made in Louisiana. What'd you think of this
one? Well, you already told us the first one.
No, I didn't tell you what the first one was.
Oh, well. Yeah. I thought you said it was a northern version.
No, actually the second one was the northern version. Oh. The one that looked like a hot dog and tasted like a hot dog. Because it was basically a hot dog.
I'm going to say this one's from Louisiana because it's spicy.
Yeah, that one's spiciest. The first one was pretty spicy, but I think that one might have it.
The first one was Zatarain's.
Okay.
So Louisiana. The second one, the one that looked like a hot dog and tastes like a hot dog, was Johnsonville. So what do they know about andouille? They're just getting in on, you know, we'll throw some Cajun seasoning in one of our smoked brats and, you know, wasn't bad. I mean, it would make a great hot dog, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I loved it.
If you just called it a hot dog, you'd be like, yeah, that's a great hot dog. Third one is from the state of Florida.
Huh.
It's a new company, at least new in this area, Broussard's Bayou Company out of Pensacola. Yeah, I liked it, and I liked I was more impressed with the Zatarain's andouille that we tried this week than that Cajun that we had last week that didn't taste anything like it was from the South, really, if you remember. It tasted like bologna with some Cajun seasoning in it. And it was clear that that was something that Zatarain said, put our name on this sausage. Whereas this andouille, it seemed a lot more authentic, I think. And both the Zatarain's and the Broussard Bayou were the larger in diameter. Y'all notice it was much larger than the Johnsonville. That was more traditional use in that beef casing as opposed to a pork or sheep casing.
Well, Lord, I'll buy the Johnsonville when I go to make hot dogs.
Yeah, or you miss the hot dog one. I brought Nathan Brothers in here.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get the Nathan Brothers, not the Johnsonville.
Well, I eat Nathan Brothers all the time.
Because they're the best.
Because I go to...
When
I go to Whacked Out Wieners.
Whacked Out Wieners. Have you been to a Whacked Out Wiener?
I have not.
Those wieners are whacked out.
And that's what I hear.
They're whacked.
Do they have a truck also?
They have a food truck. I think the Robertsdale location has a food truck. Mm. And there's a Whacked Out Wiener in downtown Mobile, but they open late for that crowd.
For the party crowd. For Mike's people.
Yes.
He is a child of the night.
It looks like an old crystal. Like one of those old crystals that you walk into and you can't sit and eat. You have to get it to go. And in my opinion, that's a way to go.
Okay, so let me ask you two. Of these three, was the third one your favorite?
It was the spiciest, but I enjoyed the Johnsonville the most.
As an andouille. Which one do you think was the best andouille?
Well, probably andouille is the third one.
Third one?
Yeah, I like the kick in it, but I'd go first one, actually. I like that one.
You
like
the Zatarain's?
Yeah, Zatarain's.
The winner of this week comes back and takes on the two kings, Amanda from Louisiana and Halls from here in Alabama, which are
a tough competition.
Well, Halls is the most prominent andouille in Alabama. Amanda is the most prominent andouille in Louisiana. So I just kind of saved those knowing that both of those are going to be good.
Hmm. Yeah.
And what I want is the blind tasting, because I have had chefs come over here when I was doing gumbo or something like that, and I'm using my Halls andouille, and chefs from New Orleans go, where did you get this sausage? This is the best andouille I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's made in Chickasaw, Alabama. No way. Yeah. So.
Well, it's right there by Criollo.
Well, now, here's the other thing. If you remember correctly, when we've had the andouille from Halls in, it's done in the same size casing as their other sausages. So I guess somebody who's wanting to nitpick in Louisiana would go, well, that's not the beef casing. It's not an inch and a half in diameter. So is it a real andouille? Well, I've had a number of chefs from Louisiana tell me it's the best they've ever had. So, yeah, it's a real andouille. But, you know, there's always the hair splitters. Because, you know, if it's an inch and a quarter, no, that's not an andouille. It's supposed to be an inch and a half. No, it's supposed to be an inch and a half because the cowl most people
use. If you're using the same ingredients and you're using the same casing,
you almost said shell, didn't you?
Yeah. Does size really matter in a sausage?
I don't know. That is one of the great philosophical questions of mankind. That's for sure.
Are there there are sausage traditionalists then that say if it isn't this diameter,
there's
it doesn't
a traditionalist
count.
For every single thing, and I hate that when they go up. That ain't gumbo. It ain't gumbo to you, but it's gumbo to this person because that's what gumbo is in their household.
That's me.
Yeah,
because I don't believe it puts chicken in. Well, you got seafood gumbo, okay?
Right.
That's what I compete in, seafood gumbo. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's just soup.
You mean the rest of it's just, see, and that's what I'm talking about. But gumbo traditionally should not have seafood in it. It's not a seafood soup.
It's a Gulf Coast thing.
No. What are we, that it's, seafood gumbo is a Gulf Coast thing. We're the only place in the world that does that. Everybody else, it's something like a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you, it's better with
gumbo,
seafood.
I put chicken in it instead of seafood.
Right.
Like I've done, I've made duck gumbo.
And I'll tell you, most of those chicken and sausage gumbos taste like chicken, andouille sausage, and chicken gravy. And you've had gumbos where it tastes like they're in chicken gravy before. Mm-hmm. Now, and it tastes just like it's some you'd sop a biscuit in. I don't enjoy that.
And one of the best gumbos is a lima bean gumbo.
I've had that before. And I remember one of the judge going, well, it ain't gumbo, but it's the best lima beans I've ever had in my life.
Yep.
But it was gumbo. Did you have okra in it?
You know what? I forgot to put okra in it.
Then it wasn't gumbo.
And then later on, I open up my ice chest and there's my okra. And I go, what did I forget to put okra in? And it was my lima bean gumbo, which was the alternative category.
Right.
Lima bean gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the weekend Alton Brown was there.
Yep.
On Dolphin Island.
Yep. He's getting ready to go back on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
He's cranking it off this summer. Closest they're going to come is New Orleans, Louisiana. You may have heard of it. It's a little town on the other side of Mississippi. Yeah, it's a suburb of Pascrochant. 3430106. When we get back, we're going to talk about where we ate.
I'm going to get a napkin.
Cowpokes come from near and far. When you throw a few ribeyes on the farm, Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, 'cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat a big
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess.
What you read there, Mike? Reading you some words. Click on it. You're not supposed to read that. You're supposed to click on it. All right. Mike's learning how to use technology now. It's not fast. It was up there for 5 minutes. You waited till we came back on it. You'll see what he's like, folks. You see what he's like, right? And now he can't even read it because the font's.
He said there's no such thing as Nathan Brothers hot dogs.
No, it's Nathan hot dogs?
And Nathan...
Nathan.
Hand worker. I'm trying to read from over here.
I think I can handle it for you.
Okay. Yeah, read. Yeah.
Mike, please tell Stu.
That's me.
Pid.
Yeah.
They added the pid. That there is no such thing as Nathan Brothers hot dogs, and Nathan Handwerker did not invent the hot dog, nor are Nathan's hot dogs kosher. That's the text.
Okay. The Nathan Brothers did, in fact, invent the sandwich we know of as the hot dog on Coney Island in New York. That is what the Library of Congress says. If you have something different than that, it may be just as true, but that is not the recognized history.
I don't believe Congress.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got a card to the Library of Congress.
Hey, listen. One of my favorites is Hebrew Nation.
Yeah, very good. Made pretty much the same way as...
Yeah.
It's patterned, I think, after Vienna sausage out of Chicago.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's the official hot dog
but
of Chicago.
The big mystery to me is why is there 8 hot dog buns but only 7 wieners?
Don't know. You'll have to ask them.
I think I know the answer.
It's a coalition.
But I'm not going
to. They want you to get
radio.
7 packs of one and 8 packs of the other.
You'll have to buy a second package. Yeah. Hebrew Nation. But yeah. They're good.
Yeah. Because the work week is 7 days, Hebrew National. God rested on the 7th day. He didn't have time to make another hot dog. He's resting.
That's the likely reasoning, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Mike, where'd you eat? By the way, real quick, happy birthday, Leanna.
Yes.
I mean, we mentioned it was your birthday, but we didn't say happy birthday.
It was
an implied happy birthday.
We made sure that Leanna got a cake on Friday.
I saw those cakes, or cake, yeah.
And, you know, the grocery stores, so many that have the pre-made cakes, and we know Leanna likes horror movies and some scary things, so we tried to find a pre-made cake that was Halloween kind of themed. I don't think you can get that in July unless you special order it, so we ended up getting an extra mask and kind of making our own little scary cake for Leanna on Friday.
I love that that doll she has, the pincushion doll.
She's got one that looks like
Does
you now.
Does she sew, too? Because that looks like a pincushion to me.
Yeah, she's got one that looks like you now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. About right around Christmas time, she kept poking it right in the chest. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was up.
Hmm.
But just right in the lung area, she just kept stabbing that thing. I don't know. Mm,
well.
Where'd you eat?
Well, I mentioned it early. Gelato Joe's.
Just the one place, Gelato Joe's?
No, I ate more places. Mm-hmm. Gelato Joe's. It was really fantastic. Yeah. It really is. Everything I've ever had there, they do a great job.
And they sell more than gelato, clearly.
Correct.
Because you've had more than gelato there. But you also always get gelato,
they have,
too.
They have
right?
some very good meatball dishes there, too.
Mm.
But, you know, whenever I get the meatball dish, I always forget one thing. And, you know, everybody puts that layer, that's the second time I've done that layer of melted cheese on top. Mm. Well, I'm sitting there pulling it all off and setting it aside. I want to get right to the meat of the matter. You know, when I'm eating, I want to get to the meat of the matter.
Well, you know those Guido's Torpedoes that I do where I stuff the Italian bread with the meatballs
mm-hmm.
and then put marinara? I don't put a melty cheese on that. I only put grated Parmesan.
The cheese in the way. It's probably delicious.
I mean, it's already a knife and fork sandwich the way I do it anyway.
Yeah.
And I've found that just melty cheese just pulls off while you're doing that. And the Parmesan, it does just fine.
Yeah.
So, what else did you hit? Did you go any place else?
Well, I had a nice BLT yesterday at Bob's.
Bob's Downtown.
Just a plain old BLT, but that thing.
Where's that located again? That's at the corner.
Corner of Fat and Happy.
Fat and Happy. That's right.
That thing was stacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Now Roy's got a big BLT. His is like a BLT. He's got so much bacon on it. Things like a whole slab.
There's I think it's the Houndstooth in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
Their BLT, the number of strips of bacon is determined by the current total of national championships at Alabama. So if you go and get a BLT now, I think there'll be 18 on it. Two or three of them are questionable as to whether they're really bacon or not.
Well, that's better than getting one in Auburn.
With two strips of bacon on it.
Lord.
But it would not be cheap Dollar General bacon at Auburn. There we go. It would be
Billy's.
I wonder
if they use Billy's bacon up in Oxford.
Mississippi?
Yeah. He's an Ole Miss guy. He went to Ole Miss.
Probably Chef Currents makes all the bacon for everybody there. He kind of runs that town.
Yeah.
John Currents is a legend in Oxford. Central Grocery, that's his place.
Anthony Bourdain did a great story on an interview with him.
Yeah, he's an icon in the South. I ventured into our pal Dave Rasp's Heroes USA the other day. I was running errands Monday.
Did you get his collards?
Yeah, I did. I did not eat them. I knew I wasn't going to be able to eat everything on the plate, so I got the collards as the second dish because that reheats later.
Yeah.
That's a good reheater. So I got that stash. It was time to get the fusion serviced. Mm-hmm. So Buddy and I, he doesn't have a car, but he followed me up to the dealership at Mullinax in the truck. We dropped the fusion off to get the servicing and everything. And I just happened to mention, hey, I know there's a recall on the airbags on 2006 Ranger. Is mine one of it? He said, let me check the VIN. He goes, yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. I said, okay, well, I need to schedule the time to get it in here and get the new airbags. And he said, we're not busy today. We can get it done in about an hour. So I got both vehicles serviced in one day in about 2.5 hours. And could not be happier with the service and everything at Mullinax. I'm never buying another used vehicle from a used car lot. The times that I have bought a used car from a new car lot's used car thing, I have gotten the same service as the people who buy a new car. And I don't know why I keep going back to lots.
Yeah.
The terms are always better. It's you know it's going to be there next week. I mean, how many times you bought a place, been to a car lot, and bought a car, and like a month later, the car lot's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, Mullinex ain't going anywhere.
I mentioned that to somebody the other night, and I said, God, how does Mobile support all these car dealerships?
But
they're all over the place.
But to shorten the story back down now, we were in the area, so we went to Heroes. My buddy had never been there, even though he lives right down the street. He'd never had the crawfish dip, so we had to make that happen. A couple of good black and blue burgers. We were set, man. And we're getting ready for some tournament time now.
Mm-hmm.
He is a basketball fan, and there's not a lot in this area. I used to go and watch, and this was a ritual, my buddies and I in Nashville. First day of the tournament, we're at a Hooters somewhere. A couple of pitchers of beer, an ungodly amount of wings, and we're watching several games in a row. And I enjoy March Madness like that. That is fun.
I used to go to every South Alabama game when Cliff Ellis was here and down his
auditorium. Ooh, 1978.
Those were great. Great days.
Hadn't been to a game in 40 years? Because I'm telling you, where they play now is way better than where they played back
then.
Oh,
I know, but back then they were like ranked in the top 10 every year.
They're
they were pretty good this year,
I believe.
They had a good year, South Alabama. It doesn't look like they'll make the tournament, but pretty good year. They went on a long streak there in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Would you say, as far as sports, big games and moments, and food is involved, of course, Super Bowl, everybody, you know.
Peanut butter and jelly.
It's all about the food for Super Bowl. March Madness, that's got to be the second best, right?
Right, right. Especially for wing sales, it's huge. French fries, burgers, stuff like that. And maybe not so much in Alabama, where football has such a dominance over other sports. But Tennessee, Nashville is a, and Vanderbilt proves it, Nashville is a basketball city. Football is second. And you've got, just in the city of Nashville, you got Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. which most years, pretty darn tough. Belmont University has owned the OVC until this year, since they came up from NAIA. Lipscomb was their rival. They're tough. Fisk University, I mean, sure, their women's team lost like 70-something games in a row, but their men's team's good. And Tennessee State. And then on the junior college side, there was... it was a Catholic junior college there, Aquinas, mm-hmm. that on the junior college ranks was nationally ranked every year. It's a basketball city.
I think we've talked about this before. My parents both went to Belmont.
Right.
They graduated from there. I was born in Nashville, raised mm-hmm. right outside of Nashville until I was about 10. I've never been on a true culinary tour of the city, of downtown. I couldn't tell you as much time as I've spent down there. I haven't gone to any of the hot places where all the tourists make 2-3 hour waits, but I couldn't tell you the dive bars either. Yeah.
I've been there,
for the actual bars.
I've been there 2 or 3 times.
And it constantly evolves now. It's that's the entertainment in the city of Nashville is constantly evolving right now, and it's moving at light speed.
I ate at one restaurant on Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
And it was country western, burgers and fries and loud, and you know the acoustics horrible.
Exactly what you expect of a honky tonk.
Yeah, and you know it's that's not a real example of Nashville food.
Lower Broadway is not where you go to get Nashville proper. Where you go to get Nash Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Lower Broad and Pirates Alley, which is a lot of people don't know about Pirates Alley, and Dalton's probably heard of it, or Printer's Alley, sorry.
Pirates Alley. Yeah.
Printer's Alley was the alley behind all the printing industry in the South used to be in Nashville. And this alley was where all of the publishing companies linked. Well, now it's full of honky-tonks.
Yeah.
And it's a back alley, and it's a lot like Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. More like Bourbon Street than Second Avenue or Lower Broad.
I've spent some time on Printer's Alley. I will tell you, and I do the Broadway thing when we have time and go to Nashville, but a bar that plays really Western music, not the new country, but
right
across from Bridgestone Arena. And if you stay in there long enough to close it down, they start doing fried bologna sandwiches off the grill at night. $1 or $2 and PBR, some Pabst Blue Ribbon.
How thick are the slices?
You know, my optics may have been a bit off at that time of night, but not
looked like there were.
I don't think very big.
You were tired.
I was pretty tired.
But it looked like there were at least 2 slices on every two sandwiches that he had in each of his 4 hands.
When y'all fry your bologna, do you have to sit there and take a knife and cut it one edge of it to kind of flatten it out some more?
I never do it in time. I always get the big bubble.
I don't ever worry about it.
I forget it.
You put a press on it. You don't have to worry about it. 3-4-3-0-1-0-6. When we get back, I'll talk about where I ate some more.
Singing all night. Drinking wine, spoon, you drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoon. for you to drink a wine.
Mama.
Wise for you to drink a wine.
Mama.
Pass that bottle to me. Oh, take it. Wise for you to drink a wine.
Mama.
Wise for you to drink a wine.
Mama.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That's us, Mike.
So, you ate at the Heroes out of South Alabama.
Yeah, did that. And then yesterday, it's one of those things where all the stars align. I get an invitation from Lauren Murphy. Hey, playing this weekend, fresh off the boat. Down in Orange Beach, you know, when I went down there and interviewed the ownership down there, Buster and Jer. And I went, well, I'd like to go back down there and try that burger. And I hit up my friends, Kevin and Kendra, said, because they're empty nesters now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wanting, Kendra especially, being the mom, is wanting to experience the not having kids at the house thing. Kevin just, a lot of times, he just looks at going out to dinner as, man, I could have made like 35 bologna sandwiches on what I spent on dinner. You know? But so we went on down to Fresh Off the Boat, caught Lauren for a couple hours at the end of her set. And Kevin just said, they got crab claws? Yeah, I want crab claws. Didn't need to look at the rest of the menu. So he got him big old bag. And I'm telling you, plump, juicy, Mike. Their special was a mangrove snapper. Grilled over risotto with a crawfish Diane sauce on top.
And what is Diane sauce?
For
those who don't know.
It's Creole cream sauce. It's Alfredo with blackening seasoning in it.
Crawfish, oh, okay.
Essentially. It's just a Creole cream sauce. And then she had some blanched baby carrots and other vegetables mixed in, asparagus. It was very good. And I got the burger because Jer McCutcheon, who's one of the owners, patterned the burger off the Lucky Burger that I used to do at Lucky Irish Pub and Grill, because he and also my friend Kendra believe it's the best burger they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted, you know, he homaged the Lucky Burger when he opened there, so I wanted to make sure that, you know, I tried it. Spectacular burger. Really good burger. They do the flavored sauces like I used to, the mm-hmm. subtle twists on the mayonnaise and ketchup.
Right.
Doing the Tabasco ketchup, not doing the same mayo I did. They do their own. It's kind of smoky. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good on that. A good mustard. They're one of their things, one of their tricks, their signatures is they do pickled red onions with everything. That was so good on the burger.
I love pickled red onions.
Yeah, so do I. It's such a simple pleasure.
I'm not a raw onion eater, but if they're pickled or if they're grilled,
mm-hmm.
anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's springtime. We're coming in on the spring. you should see spring onions in the grocery store soon. And that's
just springing up?
Well, it's the first ones that come up, and the bulbs are only about like an inch long, and it looks like green onions with a bulb at the bottom. Get those suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Split them in half. Marinate them in some Italian seasoning and throw them on your grill until they're soft.
Wow.
And that, just like that. This is the only time of the year you can really get it, because we go through so much onion in this country. We really can't spare the spring onions all through the year as they're doing them hydroponically in other growing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So when the spring onions are in the store, check your Publixes and whatnot, jump on a bunch.
Yeah.
Like I say, just split them down the middle, salt, pepper, garlic, olive oil if that's what you like, or marinate them overnight in some Italian dressing and just throw them on the grill. You want char marks. You want it nice and soft. And that's just a side.
Right.
And it is spectacular. People who don't like onions love this stuff.
You was talking about your burger.
Yeah.
I ate at Rochelle's the other day.
Another great burger.
Love it. See, I like the way they do there. There's a flat.
Mm, they press it a little bit.
Hamburger patties.
Because Mike can't unhinge like he did in the 70s. He has to nibble.
No. My mouth's not as big as people think it is.
It's active, not large, right?
But great, yeah. Great place. I'm glad to see that place is doing well, yeah. and all such as like
yeah.
her.
Yeah, and that, you know, they've got the little takeout window there that has been hopping since all of
it
this
has.
Started.
It yeah. has.
And I got one more place that we went to. I knew Kendra would love this place.
Uh huh.
And it's right across the street from San Roque. So you probably know where I'm going, right? The Gulf. My absolute favorite place to go from the Florida-Alabama line all the way to the end of Fort Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a we know this. There is a sea of wonderful restaurants and bars along that beach down there. In different towns and everything, going all the way down to Destin if you want.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one's the Gulf. I like that. Everything's outdoor seating.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. Well, except for the Gulf over that they've got a second one over in Florida. But that one's like it. That was the one West Shrew was at.
Have you been, Dalton?
I have not. The name of the restaurant again? The Gulf?
The Gulf.
The guy who owns the Hangout owns it.
Okay.
And everything else.
It's right before Perdido Pass.
Before you go over the bridge.
Yeah, I don't think I've eaten at the Gulf.
It's on the beach.
It's nothing but shipping containers.
Hmm.
All stacked on
kind of next to the park.
Yeah, and they're just and they're just bars and restaurant kitchens. There's no indoor seating at all. Everything's on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, I've not been.
And what would you say?
It's beautiful. Roughly, great family place.
It might sit 250, 300 people.
I don't know, but you
spaced out.
You could take your kid. Mm-hmm. You and your wife take your kid. They've got turf,
AstroTurf. Yeah,
it's on the sand. Big plush couches on the beach, you know.
Fire pits.
Wow. Yeah.
And when the sun's going down, you got music there. And summertime, you could sit there actually during August and not get really hot because there's always a breeze.
Yeah, you're right there on the jetty watching the boats go in up under Perdido Pass, and then you've got the jetty across the waterway. And that's a part two, I believe.
You can watch people crash into the rocks and stuff.
I have eaten it, I believe. Same guy owns it. Is it called Picnic Beach? It's kind of it's across the road.
Well, from the diner there by the diner.
Right. Yeah. And they had.
He owns the diner too.
Yes. The diner with the Oldsmobile out in the front.
Is that the big streamline diner?
And he's got a.
He's beautiful.
There's a car inside there too. You can sit in and eat.
Yeah. My parents were with my grandparents. They had the banana split there at the diner. I had the. I think they have Nashville hot chicken biscuits in the morning. Mm. And they put the chicken
that
on.
That sounds good.
On the biscuit. Pretty good.
Now, if you're into a hot chicken, go to Squid Ink.
Yeah.
Get the Mobtown hot chicken sandwich. It is the best fried chicken sandwich you will ever eat because Pete knows if you want a good fried chicken sandwich, you don't use breast. That's garbage. You use the thigh. And then he does his hot on it, and that sandwich is just spectacular.
I'll go.
That Mobtown hot chicken, or you can get it on Catfish. They'll do that. They do a catfish bowl at night at Ed's that's Nashville hot on it, then on over a bed of grits.
Mm.
And it's good. It's kind of sweet and it's kind of hot. It's really hot. It should be really hot. KFC was the first place I tried it from, and all that was oil with paprika in it.
I don't know if I can do too hot. So,
yeah. Well, here's the deal, Michael.
Yes.
You get it three ways. You can get drizzled. You can get it dipped, or you can get it dunked. And just the drizzle, that's what you want. The dipped is half of it gets dipped in it, and dunk the whole piece of chicken's down up in there. Just completely submerged.
Dang.
You could not handle that.
Probably not.
Property not?
Probably. Probably not.
Well, I guess the 1 hour of voice that you've got is winding down here with a minute.
Hear my phone, my camera just go.
Yeah, Mike got him a GoPro.
Yeah.
He's got another video camera. He's had it for how long have you had the other camera?
Half a year.
And how many times have you turned it on?
Once.
Okay.
Working on it.
Yeah, so he's using this one. So you'll be able to. We might get high tech with our Facebook Lives, folks. 343-0106. If you want to talk to Bill Finch.
This is Jim.
Get out to support local, be local, buy local, and
tip them. They're earning it. They're tipping it.
And you better.
Provolone. Yes, sir.
I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice.